Few combat veterans have remembered as well as Sledge the effects of fear, and Sledge knows that the fear is not just of being killed or wounded. It is fear of something even worse. Fear of not being able to take it, and exhibiting the symptoms of cowardice to an audience of men who have trusted you. Sledge tells how, when his landing craft approaches the beach, the naval gunfire deafening everyone, his fear is of something seldom mentioned in more heroic and bellicose military narratives. "I felt that my bladder would surely empty itself and reveal me to be the coward I was." But once ashore under heavy fire, Sledge forgets himself in his pity for the others. As he looks around and sees Marines being slaughtered, his word for it, he feels simply sick. As he writes, "I had tasted the bitterest essence of war, the sight of helpless comrades being slaughtered, and it filled me with disgust." Disgusting as well is his first sight of a Japanese corpse, its viscera displayed and glistening, bespecked with fine coral dust. And when he sees a medical corpsman bending over a boy Marine who just died, he invokes a word that will resonate throughout this book. The word is waste. A blood-soaked battle dressing was on the side of the dead man's neck. His fine, handsome, boyish face was ashen. What a pitiful waste, I thought. He can't be a day over 17 years old. I thanked God his mother couldn't see him. The corpsman held the dead Marine's chin tenderly between the thumb and fingers of his left hand and made the sign of the cross with his right hand. Tears streamed down his dusty, tanned, grief-contorted face while he sobbed quietly. Prayer is Sledge's frequent solace, the Lord's Prayer and the 23rd Psalm his favorites. It is, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil," that he recites as his battalion attacks en masse, running across the bare airfield, and he sees Marines everywhere going down, blown up and torn apart by artillery or mangled by machine gun bullets. Sledge can't imagine how he survived this massacre. And he concludes that this murderous dash across several hundreds yards under massed fire was his very worst combat experience. Not long after, in a moment of silence during a quiet conversation, he hears, as he says, a loud voice say clearly and distinctly, "You will survive the war." No one in the group has spoken. The voice has been heard by Sledge alone. Perhaps he has come momentarily unhinged, or perhaps the intensity of the unspoken wish to come out alive has skewed his hearing and his understanding. Normally skeptical of visions and ghost stories and the like, Sledge is persuaded that God spoke to him that night. As a result, he says, he resolved, like other infantrymen who have barely escaped death, to make his life amount to something after the war.